Full text of Measure E, Ross Valley School District, Protecting Quality, Ross Valley Schools Measure. Terms. To provide local reliable funding for local schools that cannot be taken by the state. Protect programs which improve student performance in reading, writing, math, and science, art, and music instruction. Attract and retain highly qualified teachers. Maintain educationally sound class sizes. And keep school libraries with no proceeds used for administrative salaries and benefits, legal costs, or STRS, or PERS pension costs. The Ross Valley School District, quote, district, end quote, proposes to renew its existing core academic programs parcel tax for a period of 8 years from its current expiration date, June 30th, 2020, at the rate of $621.66 per parcel per year, and reduce the provision for the annual increase from 4% to 3% in the tax beginning July 1, 2020, with an exemption available for senior citizens, recipients of SSI for a disability, and recipients of SSDI, and to implement strict accountability measures to ensure the funds are used to maintain math and science programs, maintain reading and writing programs, maintain educationally sound class sizes for kindergarten through 8th grade, maintain school libraries, and attract and retain highly qualified teachers. The proceeds of the core academic program's parcel tax shall be deposited into a separate account created by the district. A. Amount and basis of tax. This qualified special tax shall authorize the district to annually levy a special tax of $621.66 per parcel of taxable real property beginning July 1, 2020 and continuing for a period of 8 years. The amount of the tax shall be increased by 3% each year beginning with the 2021-2022 tax year. This qualified special tax is estimated to raise $4 million in annual local funding for district schools. The amount of annual local funding raised by this qualified special tax will vary from year to year due to changes in the number of parcels subject to the levy and the annual increase in the amount of the tax. To the extent allowed by law, quote, parcel of taxable real property, end quote, shall be defined as 1. Any parcel of land which lies wholly or partially within the boundaries of the district and that receives a separate tax bill for ad valorem property taxes from the county tax collector's office. 2. All parcels of land that are otherwise exempt from or upon which are levied no ad valorem property taxes in any year shall not be considered a parcel of taxable real property for purposes of the special tax in such year. 3. Multiple parcels which are contiguous, used solely for owner-occupied single-family residential purposes, and held under identical ownership may, upon application to the district, comprise a single parcel of taxable real property for purposes of the special tax. If any portion of this definition is deemed contrary to law, the board declares and the voters, by approving the measure, concur that every other section and part of this definition has independent value, and the board and voters would have adopted each other section and part hereof, regardless of every other section or part hereof. If all sections or parts of this definition are deemed contrary to law, quote, parcel of taxable real property, end quote, shall be defined as any real property in the district assigned an assessor's parcel number. This measure shall not impact or otherwise alter the terms of any qualified special tax previously approved by district voters, including provisions regarding the levy of any qualified special tax or expenditure of proceeds of such tax. B. Exemptions. Under procedures adopted by the district, an exemption from payment of the special tax may be granted on any parcel owned by one or more persons who is or are, 1, an individual who will attain 65 years of age prior to July 1st of the tax year and occupying said parcel as his or her principal residence, quote, senior citizen exemption, end quote, or 2, receiving supplemental security income for a disability, regardless of age, and occupying said parcel as his or her principal residence, quote, SSI exemption, end quote, or 3, receiving Social Security disability insurance benefits, regardless of age, whose yearly income does not exceed 250% of the 2012 Federal Poverty Guidelines issued by the United States Department of Health and Human Services, and occupying said parcel as his or her principal residence, quote, SSDI exemption, end quote. The district shall annually provide to the Marin County Tax Collector, quote, County Tax Collector, end quote, or other appropriate county official a list of parcels that the district has approved for an exemption. C. Claims or exemption procedures. With respect to all general property tax matters within its jurisdiction, the county tax collector or other appropriate county tax official shall make all final determinations of tax exemption or relief for any reason, and that decision shall be final and binding. With respect to matters specific to the levy of the special tax, including any exemptions, the application of the definition of, quote, parcel of taxable real property, end quote, to any parcel or parcels, the legality or validity of the special tax, or any other disputed matter specific to the application of the special tax, the decisions of the district shall be final and binding. The procedures described herein and any additional procedures established by the board shall be the exclusive claims procedure for claimants seeking an exemption, refund, reduction, or recomputation of the special tax. Whether any particular claim is to be resolved by the district or by the county shall be determined by the district in coordination with the county as necessary. D. Appropriations limit. Pursuant to California Constitution Article 13B and applicable laws, the appropriations limit for the district will be adjusted periodically by the aggregate sum collected by levy of this qualified special tax. E. Mandatory accountability protections. 1. Specific purposes. The proceeds of the special tax shall be applied only to the specific purposes identified above. The proceeds of the special tax shall be deposited into a fund, which shall be kept separate and apart from other funds of the district. 2. Annual reports. No later than December 31st of each year, while the tax is in effect, the district shall prepare and file with the board a report detailing the amount of funds collected and expended and the status of any project authorized to be funded by this measure. The report may relate to the calendar year, fiscal year, or other appropriate annual period, and may be incorporated into or filed with the annual budget, audit, or other appropriate routine report to the board, including any report related to expenditures of the proceedings of prior parcel tax measures. F. Protection of funding. Current law forbids any decrease in state or federal funding to the district resulting from the adoption of qualified special tax. However, if any such funding is reduced or affected because of the adoption of this local funding measure, then the board may reduce the amount of the special taxes levied as necessary in order to restore such state or federal funding and/or maximize the district's fiscal position for the benefit of the educational program. As a result, whether directly or indirectly, no funding from this measure may be taken away by the state or federal governments. G. Severability. The board hereby declares, and the voters by approving this measure concur, that every section and part of this measure has independent value, and the board and the voters would have adopted each provision hereof, regardless of every other provision hereof. Upon approval of this measure by the voters, should any part of the measure or taxing formula be found by a court of competent jurisdiction to be invalid for any reason, all remaining parts of the measure or taxing formula hereof shall remain in full force and effect to the fullest extent allowed by law.